Nick Kershaw, wouldn't it be good here at Classic Hits? Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 8 minutes past six. A happy Friday to you.
Happy Mind Friday, you. Everybody.
It is Friday the 13th.
It is Friday. Has there ever been a more appropriate Friday the 13th? Has there ever been a Friday the 13th that sat better? I just don't think so.
You don't need any boogeyman or anything like that for this to be a horror of a Friday the 13th,
not
I tell
all,
you.
No.
All you need to do is flick through your social media and see those lunatics in supermarkets.
Oh, what a nuts.
That'd be enough to put you in a horror mood, I tell you.
Let me also back up that if you were one of those people, you're a bastard. And I want you to feel like a bastard this morning. It was an awful thing watching old people struggling yesterday.
Mad stuff.
Sometimes
people are their own worst enemy.
It was absolutely horrible.
Crazy
but hopefully
stuff.
That's all out
and
of
never,
the way
And
now.
Everywhere, never ending, the amount of it. And people pleading on... And I'm everything. Everybody pleading on social media.
Please stop and calm down. There's loads of food. Can we just at least get that out there?
I mean, literally, even Lily White's been on this morning saying, like, here, lads, can you tell everyone the shelves will be filled again today and every day? Dozens and dozens of trucks literally out this morning supplying stores.
There you go.
Happy loads Friday, boys. Have a good one. Thanks, Lily White.
On to us here, giving us the text and all, so it'd be grand. So
just,
please.
Oh, a man.
A lot of vulnerable people. Most of them weren't vulnerable people that were in the shops. They were people that...
Slabs of cans and all.
Slabs of cans, bottles of wine. Eating every single thing of pasta that you can get their hands on. Who in the name of God is going to eat 14 packets of pasta?
I was just going to say, you know what will happen? Half of that stuff is going to end up in the back of a press, and in about 3 years, somebody will go, God, yeah, I didn't even know that was there.
Yeah. They'll be throwing out all the brown bananas now in the end of the week. It's awful, so it is.
There's somebody with a good show. Time to come off Facebook till all this goes. It's true, to be honest with
you. Yeah, that's a good idea, to be
all
fair,
that ends
yeah.
up happening is that you look and it just annoys you to the point of, or depresses you, or does something to you.
Yeah.
It's like there's just no relief from it.
Oh, you can feel like you're in the end of days. We will live through this, this too shall pass
this
and all of
shall
that
pass.
Sort of crap.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. If you think you have problems, PJ came in this morning and somebody was out there taking his cafetiere.
Yeah.
Right. Now that's just not on, right? A line has been crossed here.
It shows
somebody has taken PJ's coffee maker thing.
It shows how bad we are when you can't even have a coffee pot anymore.
Anyway, somehow, despite all of that, we're going to try and do our very best to make it a happy Friday for you folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Those of you that are out and about, I'm sure a lot of people probably are affected by all of those measures yesterday with schools closing and people being told if you can work from home, do it and whatever. All that's just the announcements from yesterday. But look,
Let's
for those
be
of you
bored
that are,
together, everybody.
Exactly.
Let's all be bored together.
For those of you that are with us, thanks a million for hanging out with us. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout. Yeah, Shania Twain, man, I feel like a woman here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ. Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday to you, despite it being Friday the 13th and the beginning of the end. No, I'm messing. It's not the beginning of the end. This too, as PJ said, we shall pass. Thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008. It seems like there's still plenty of people out and about having to do their thing this morning. So thank you for choosing to hang out with us. Really, very much appreciated. Right, you ready for some birthdays?
Yes, do it.
There's a few goodies in here, right? I'm going to tell you in advance because I don't want to make it too easy, right? There's two significant birthdays.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a few sportsmen and a couple of musicians. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
That's the general mix.
Yes.
Just to get you in the frame.
Okay. I know what we're shooting for.
First one is going to be a goodie for you because it is the boxing fraternity and you love your boxing.
Although you have a great way of setting me up for this.
This is, when I say legendary, right, you'll be able to tell me how legendary. But I mean, certainly in terms of those legendary names
of a time gone
by, right? Because it is the birthday of Joe Bugner.
Oh, Joe Bugner. God, Joe Bugner. He's now a young fella now.
He was around
when heavyweights were heavyweights. You know.
You mean as in fat lads?
Well, they probably didn't look as chiseled as Anthony Joshua now. That's fair to say.
Yeah.
Although, look at not Mike Tyson, Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury.
You wouldn't
want to be getting a smack off him.
Oh my God, no way.
Or your man that beat Joshua. They used to call him Fat Andy Ruiz.
Yeah, Andy, he's unbelievable. Well, in fairness, Andy, like, talk about flashing the pandy.
Yeah. I think he was the most surprised at that result.
When Joshua fell over, I think he goes, wait a minute, he thought,
what are we doing now?
Actually, you know what he thought? See, the mob are betting on my fight tonight.
He was going to hold up scorecards for... Anyway, so Joe Bugner, how does he rate in the scheme of things?
When heavyweights were great, he was a great heavyweight. That's when, he's back in George Foreman days and Ali Frazier, all of those guys. You know, Martin Spinks, or was his name Martin, was he? With all those great heavyweights. So, but that means he's some age now, in the 70s anyway, at the very least, right?
Well, I tell you what, let's start you off on the right road. It's been a tough L week.
Yeah.
It is a Friday.
Nice to know that you're going to be generous.
It is a significant birthday.
Oh, so he's 80 today.
You said he was in his 70s.
Yeah, whatever.
I said I'd stop you there.
Yeah.
It's a significant birthday.
I thought you were saying where he was going.
He's 70 today.
I love you.
It has been a tough week.
It's been a tough week, you know what I mean? Friday the 13th and all.
Oh my God. Joe Bugner writes 70. Okay, what about this from the footballing world? Edgar Davids. Now, Edgar Davids, of course, the man with the glasses.
The fella that ran
with the goggles.
Glasses and sort of mini plats or whatever the hell it was. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Fantastic footballer, though.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
One of the Dutch masters.
And when FIFA was out on the PlayStation, then everybody wanted him on the team. He was the most instant. They had the little goggles and all.
He made them very cool, didn't he? He made them goggles look very cool.
He did. Why did he wear them again?
Glaucoma. Like, he suffers from glaucoma. Yeah.
Because everybody knew what
I don't know what glaucoma is, other than it's an eye condition.
It's an eye thing,
but you know what I mean? That's what it was.
Yeah, there's loads of those conditions. People don't know what it is, but they know where it is.
Yeah. Somebody says it, and you go, oh, God, right. Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
and you have no idea what it is.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah.
Is that the, oh, God, right. Okay.
I've got nasal polyps. Oh, what are they?
I do have nasal polyps.
Oh, yeah.
I found out yesterday.
I know, yeah, he does. He has nasal polyps. He has to wear little goggles in his nose now for them.
Yeah, it's weird. I looked them up to see what they were, and they sound like having, it's like having piles up your nose.
Yeah, he said it's like hemorrhoids in your nose.
Oh, man.
So there anyway. You go. Don't say you don't learn anything on this show.
Exactly.
We talk about the important stuff.
Yeah.
Nasal hemorrhoids. So Edgar Davids, I'd say he's about...
He's not that old now, right?
No,
okay.
He's not
a million miles away.
Is he 50 yet?
No.
Yeah, I'd say, right, he'll go for 48 then.
Ah, 47.
Ah, okay.
47. Right, okay, on to the music. What about Adam Clayton?
Adam Clayton, of course.
Yeah, the almost invisible one from U2.
Yeah, your man, yeah. The white-haired bass player.
I suppose Larry's more the invisible. I mean, whatever. I know Adam's quiet, but you don't get much quieter than Larry, I suppose.
Yeah, although we had that one interview that we heard. Remember the interview that we play out sometimes actually on CSI we played out?
About Larry hating to be kind
and
of...
And he's, I just told him to piss off.
Yeah.
That one. He's in a real bad mood, isn't it?
Yeah,
and that's the only interview I've ever heard of him. And he's in a bad mood.
Yeah. It's gas. I used to work in a building, right, when I was in the music end of things, and the, you know, the Mother Records that U2, the label they created and all that to promote Irish music?
Yeah, Mother Records.
And the office for that was right next door to my office, right? And so, and his other half, Anne, used to work in there.
Yeah.
And I've never, ever spoken to the man.
Ever?
Never. Like, I don't even remember him speaking, ever.
Madness. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
So not a hugely social sort. Then.
Well, no, but by all accounts, the loveliest human being.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just never, ever heard him speak other than that exact clip you're talking about.
When he says, I just tell people to piss off. Mad, isn't it?
Crazy. But anyway, we're talking about Adam Clayton.
We're talking about the other fella who we've never heard anything from.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a significant birthday for Adam Clayton today.
Oh, well, then he's 60 today.
Yes, he is. Hey. 60 for Adam Clayton. Now, this is going back a bit, but again, it's one of those names that might just stick in your head. Neil Sedaka.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking up is hard to do.
That's it. I got confused for a minute. I thought it was.
And I just thought.
Gonna change my love for you. Who was that again?
That's Glenn Medeiros.
Glenn Medeiros, yeah.
Now, Neil Sedaka, I thought I'd mention him just because, you know, the way you're fond of, like, what's the thing? Oh, I forgot. What's the song again? Not On the Street Where You Live. What's the song you were always singing? The Ray Peterson song. You know the way you love your music from the 50s and all?
Oh, what, do you want to make those eyes at me?
Oh, there you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I thought maybe Neil Sedaka might be the right vintage for you.
Oh, yeah, he probably
because he wrote a lot of hits for people like the Monkees and stuff like that as well.
Oh, did he, yeah?
Yeah, and loads of other people.
Oh, right. Oh, so he's not a young fella then?
Not far from it.
Right, bang into the 80s there.
Well, he's tipped in there, all right.
Yeah, 81.
Yes!
Right, he spoon-fed me, but he's feeling sorry for me because my coffee pot has gone missing.
And now, the thing about it is, this technically is your chance at 3 in a row. I won't play the dramatic music, right, if you'll forgive me, because, to be perfectly honest, I'm not overly optimistic. Because it's a snooker player.
Oh.
But it's a very well-known... Well, actually, it's not really even a well-known snooker player. I actually realised in hindsight I shouldn't have put this in. I was thinking of the wrong Stephen.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought I was putting in Stephen Hendry.
And who is it?
It's actually Stephen Maguire.
Who the hell is that?
To be honest with you, I'm actually struggling a bit now myself.
Who the hell is that?
You see, I saw a Scottish snooker player. I saw Stephen and immediately thought it was the legendary Stephen Hendry.
Oh, you've tripped me up at the end.
I tripped myself up, but it's actually Stephen Maguire.
Who's
Scottish
the
snooker player. There's nobody else. Honestly, I'm struggling for birthdays today. Unless, let me see if I can find you even an alternative, right? Like I could, what if I gave you your woman that used to be in Birds of a Feather?
Ah, jeepers.
That's how bad it is on the birthdays today.
I'll stick with your man.
What about William H. Macy?
Who started Macy's Stores in New York?
No, he's an actor. He was in Jurassic Park 3 and Seabiscuit and all.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, let's stick with Stephen Maguire, right?
Right, okay.
Come
does
on,
he play
we can
now?
Do this. Yeah, okay.
Right, so he's...
He's
I know, what age are snooker players? They'd be in their 50s and all, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but he's not.
Right, so he... 39.
Yes!
And no celebration music.
Oh, I can't believe it.
And no celebration music.
I didn't even set it up because I couldn't see it happening.
For the God, for the love of goodness.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
Oh, for God's sake.
Literally neither one of us knew what we were doing there.
No.
And you still managed three in a row.
Friday the 13th.
On fire at the moment. Your Cheltenham bets are on fire.
I know.
I know. And now you've gotten three in a row on Friday the 13th.
God, this must be my lucky year.
Now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 77, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, John. 6:33. Happy Friday to you, John.
Happy Friday indeed. Namaste.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. I assume they had to bring in the big guys, the big guns, like for, after yesterday's...
Hired goons, more like.
Shenanigans. They thought, there's only one man here we need dishing out the news.
Indeed.
Get me John Hart.
As we stand on the very brink of our survival as a race of people.
You know, this is your opportunity to deliver that speech from Independence Day.
That's it, yeah. It crossed my mind. It's a bit cliched now, though, really, to be honest.
I think you'd do it better than Bill Pullman, that's all.
Yeah.
What has he been doing for a while? He's suddenly, he's sort of past tense, really.
He's been writing his new speech for this one. That's what he's been at.
Readying himself. Although Hollywood is shelving everything at the moment because they're kind of like, it doesn't look very good bringing out disaster movies, does it?
Yeah.
Whilst we are in the midst of our own disaster movie on a daily,
It's only the Brits that don't seem to care about it. Cancel the Premier League, are you joking?
Well, they're glorious.
You having a laugh?
They're glorious leader yesterday.
We saw off Jerry, we'll see this off too.
I say we'll fight them on the beach hills and all that nonsense. Yeah, that's the thing yesterday, is it?
Bizarre. And Cheltenham, man, what are they thinking?
A 250,000 people inside in one enclosed.
Yeah.
All wearing tweed and looking like the...
The ultimate petri dish.
Yeah. That's it. And they're all...
Bizarre.
Holding onto railings and just spreading it everywhere.
Anyway,
just
by the way,
spreading
we should clarify. We should clarify that Tara's not in any form of self-isolation or anything, is she?
Not at all, no. She's
far from it. She's probably over in Cheltenham.
She's probably queuing at a supermarket as we speak.
Yeah. Well, from what I gathered yesterday anyway, there's a lot of...
That was disgraceful. Yeah. Disgraceful, really.
Like, embarrassing.
We're not there. We're messing about disasters. We're not actually...
No.
Nobody, we're not...
It doesn't have to become a human disaster. Like that, where you behave like a fucking animal for God's sake. But anyway,
conduct yourselves for God's sake.
Yeah,
you know, show a bit of decorum.
Absolutely. Come on, John. You tell them; they'll listen to you.
Well, if people could just show some sense of self-respect and act with a certain decorum and dignity,
that would be good.
We shall get through to Saturday.
Excellent. See that? Okay,
that's all we need.
It didn't quite have the Bill Pullman oomph.
No,
but you know what I mean.
Well, I'm working on it at the moment. I'm in the fifth draft. I'm hoping to have St. Patrick's Day. Will UEFA having their video conference on whether actually anything happens next year? So we'll see what stage I might be at with that.
So you're saying
the
silver lining might be that the Premier League might be cancelled and Liverpool won't get
the trophy.
Yes,
I was going to say vamos Atleti, vamos.
Yeah, the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. Good Friday tune, of course. Feel Good Friday. Happy Friday to you folks. It's 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. the 13th.
Oh, dear, what a perfectly fitting Friday the 13th it is.
Absolutely. Thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps, 087-188-0008. Good to know there's still plenty of people out there, despite the fact, of course, that there was all those kind of restrictions put in place yesterday, or advice things put in place. I thought it might have been a bit quiet, you know. School's off, obviously, from here on in, and a lot of people being urged to work from home and stuff. So we weren't sure how busy or not it might be this morning. But good to know there's plenty of people out there. Thanks for giving us a shout. Thank you, too, also... hang on a second, I'll find out who this person
is. What is that?
Look at that. That's why I want to find out who this is. This is Alan, right? And PJ was slagging me earlier on. Because I went yesterday, I found out I had this nasal thing, right? Thankfully not the big nasal thing that people are worried about. But and it turns out I had nasal polyps.
Yeah.
And I was just intrigued because I'd never heard of that before.
I'd never heard of it before either. He's described them as hemorrhoids of the head.
That's what I looked at. When I looked it up, made it sound like it was like having piles up your nose. And apparently they're allergy things. They, you know, if you have allergies to pollen and dust and stuff like that, apparently it can...
Your
immune system.
And what are they? Are they like lumps in your head?
I don't know.
Right.
Fair play to your man yesterday. He stuck a little thing up me hooter. And...
Gee, it was right up your hooter.
Me nose. And just said, I just said, yeah. So it's grand. So he said, you know, whatever, right? Said if we ever get any room again, we'd whip them out.
Right, yeah. Well,
if the madness of the world ever calms down again.
I can't imagine them.
It won't be. We won't be in a hurry.
I can't imagine your head hemorrhoids are high on the list of the HSE's
no.
priorities.
But
at
anyway,
the moment.
Alan claims he's had them for about 20 years. And apparently it kills your sense of smell and taste. Yeah. That's probably how I've managed to survive with working with you this long.
Hey! How did you turn that into a dig at me? That was, even that was an amazing corner to turn. I didn't see that coming at all.
Anyway,
I was just
Alan.
About to have a laugh at them now. I was there going, I was thinking, conjuring up all the whole, lucky for you now. I didn't see that coming.
The only thing that scares me is that there was a picture in from Alan from yesterday, I assume it must be, or is it earlier today? That's very disconcerting, isn't it? That picture there.
The picture he sent of the full protection.
That's a body condom, is it?
How would you describe that? It looks like something from a horror movie, that thing.
Best left alone.
Yeah.
Best left alone. Anyway, listen, thanks a million, folks, for all of the WhatsApps that are in. Even if we didn't give you a shout-out, we'll go through them and all that sort of stuff. Hopefully there's no sort of mad requests or missing out on or anything like that. But I'll tell you what we have for you today. A big one today, of course, is the fact that we are going to hand somebody a holiday. It's going to get, despite being Friday the 13th, it's going to be a very, very happy Friday for somebody when PJ and myself ring them up and say, hey, just won yourself a holiday to Cape Town.
Cape Town, which will probably be a bit later in the year, but
yeah,
that's
exactly.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think you're going again very soon now.
Well.
Although, to be honest with you, isn't Africa one of the places that is currently unaffected?
Well, I don't think unaffected, but not as
the hot temperatures
think,
in certain parts of it, is it?
I think this thing hates the heat, yeah,
hates
which is
heat.
Good, yeah.
Right. So we're going to be handing out our big giveaway to Cape Town. Obviously, of course, it is the final day of the breakfast table quiz. I think we're still looking to beat a score of 12 on that. If you want to win yourself a nice break to the Inishannon House Hotel. Also, the Big Grow today. And I think I'm making a bit of a comeback on the Big Grow.
Really?
There's been a bit of a growth spurt.
Well, I hope so.
Especially since you've been cutting yours down.
I have, and I've grown back again.
So we'll have the Big Grow a bit later on. Also, of course, our final Cheltenham bets. PJ is on fire.
On fire, yeah. I'm untouchable here.
I'm
flying away with
on
this.
On fire, he did another winner yesterday. For our charity bet for NCBI, so we'll do that again later on for the final time. And Hitbit as well.
Hitbit, which is 520 quid today, so we have that as well, yeah.
Nice one. All still to come, and of course, as usual, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. If you want to be my lover. Spice Girls and Wannabe here are classic hits, almost 10 past 7. I know,
it's
slightly overdramatic. Okay, yeah, I get it, right, but... This is very dramatic. It's very important stuff, this.
It is.
We've done our research and we've found out that Facebook is bad for you.
As if this is in any way news to us all listening on Friday the 13th this morning after the yesterday's carry on, as if that's news.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, you don't even have to give it up altogether. just spending 20 minutes less on Facebook a day will give you a better sense of well-being. And that's a huge thing.
Couldn't endorse it more.
Yes. Yeah,
so in fact, I'd go as far as to say all social media.
Oh, I think they did say, yeah, they focused on Facebook on this. Mm. But let's be honest, it's like Twitter is the big one for me. That's where you get all the doom and gloom.
That's a cesspool of a place.
Absolutely, yeah. Like that, and it fueled the madness of yesterday and all of that panic buying and all. That was all fueled by social media.
Yeah.
So do yourself a favour.
That's what happens. What happens is somebody goes on and spots that somebody else is panic buying or whatever.
And then they all do.
And then they go, oh my God, there'll be nothing left if I don't get there quick. And then they go out and panic buy.
And then they share it and share it and share it and share it. Yeah.
Snowballing effect. Yeah. Of complete idiocy.
Idiocy. So there you go. So no longer staring at your screen for such a long time to check your news feed, obviously, updating your status. People like will generally and definitely do more for your mental health. Get out and have a walk.
Yeah.
A walk, some exercise, whatever it is you need to do. Gym's not the most cleanest areas in the world at the moment either. But they also report fewer depressive symptoms, experts say, and less time on Facebook reduces feelings of jealousy. You see, that was the other thing.
Yeah.
See, before all of this kicked in, that was the other thing. Because you look at all these things like Instagram and Facebook and you start thinking, why do they have all those things?
Yeah.
And I'm
how come they
here?
Look like that? And I'm killing myself here and I look like this.
And you forget they don't. They look probably worse than you the most of the time. You know?
Well, when you find out that somebody's had 17 attempts to take a selfie or something or whatever, that's when the madness kicks in.
Oh, jeepers, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the original. The original thing was it was all fake, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was all just fake up there.
Well, it is all fake. Even the pictures we put up are, you know what I mean? Like, who hasn't taken a picture of themselves and saw what they actually look like and went, nah, I'll have another go at that one.
I don't think I'll put that up.
Yeah, I'll have another go at that. I mean,
although you don't get a choice with Mike. When he takes photographs of us in here, it's like, that's going up. So, but look, the light is bouncing off my head, Mike. It doesn't matter, shut up. That's going up.
Would you not just
I've no time.
Mike, would you not just paint a face on a football instead?
Wilson!
Nobody will know the difference, the state of me in that picture.
So anyway, so now it's officially, they're saying you can literally improve your mental health by staying off social media per se, Facebook particular, whatever.
Yeah. So they studied people. They put a lot of people, 286 people in this Ruhr University in Germany. They left most of them just do their usual thing. Then they cut the others back from, well, they left them an hour on it. And then they cut a section of that group 20 minutes less over a fortnight. And then these people showed more life satisfaction, fewer signs of depression in questionaires. Well, you know, they sat them down and were like, how are you feeling? You know, all of that. And then they ended up doing more physical activity too. So it not only helped their mental health, they were physically getting better as well.
Wow.
So try and stay off the old Facebook for a while.
Yeah.
Especially in times like these.
All the social media. Give it a rest.
Yeah, especially in times like these. You know what I mean? I was going to say hold hands and watch Netflix, but don't hold anyone's hands.
For God's sake, don't be holding hands.
Don't be doing that of all things.
Yeah, yeah. Go out for a walk, as PJ said. Just make sure you walk at least a couple of metres behind whoever's behind you and in front of you.
Yeah.
And to your side. God, yeah, I tell you something. Good job, there's plenty of space in this country.
Walk backwards.
Yeah.
And now this is the type of nonsense. Someone will say, I heard them on the radio.
Your man, you know your man on the radio. He's an expert.
Yeah. He said you have to walk backwards and don't hold hands watching Netflix. Don't mind any of that. We'll be through this soon enough.
Brilliant, the Communards, Don't Leave Me This Way. Feel good tune for a feel good Friday. Happy Friday to you. Friday 13th. Yes, it is. Friday 13th of March, just 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. Loads still to come on the show today. Of course, we got our big holiday to give away before 10 o'clock. We're going to find another qualifier for that very soon indeed. In fact, probably before 8 this morning, we'll get another name into that draw. And also before 8, of course, the hit bit. That's on the way. We've got the breakfast table quiz a bit later on. Of course, we've got the big grow as well.
Yeah, the big grow.
To have a look at. I think I'm getting a bit closer.
Okay.
My veg is starting to come good.
May I just say I've pruned down twice and it's still I'm finding room for all my foliage.
And also PJ is on fire at the moment with our charity bets for the NCBI courtesy of Boyle Sports. Another winner yesterday.
Unreal.
It's incredible. The man is single-handedly donating fortunes.
See, and you didn't even have to go, thank God for that.
I'll tell you something, it just goes to prove, PJ, right? That of those two cliches, of those two famous sayings, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And the other one, ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is definitely the way to go.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
It's time to play the Classic Hits Cape Crusader. Can you guess where he is?
Let's hope so, because this is the final chance you'll get to do it. The final chance to spot where the Cape Crusader is and get your name into the draw. Before 10 o'clock this morning, PJ Gallagher and myself will be making the phone call to somebody and saying, hey, you want to go to Cape Town?
I know, this is it. This is the big day. But of course, Jim McKay being the
Wrangler.
Real hero of the Cape Crusader, I would say, rather than Wrangler. He's got a chance to put one more person into the qualifier. So let's do this. On line one, it's Lauren Crosby in Dublin. Hey, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
All good. Happy Friday to you, Lauren.
Happy Friday.
What's your story today? Were you affected by any of the announcements yesterday? Are you on, off? What's going on?
I'm going to work. I'm just on the Lewis.
You're on the Lewis, right.
So. You're on the Lewis at the moment, are you?
I am, yeah.
All right.
I'd say it's quiet enough, is it?
It is, yeah. It's not busy at all.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay. I'd imagine so. Anyway, okay. Listen, let's try and give you something to cheer about later on today. What do you think this is?
I think it's Los Angeles.
That's where he
Los
is.
Los Angeles, absolutely right. Well done. Lauren, you have the pride of places, the final qualifier in our draw. Will you have your phone on during the day, yeah?
I will, yeah.
Brilliant, okay. Oh, well, certainly over the next couple of hours, anyway.
Perfect.
I know you're doing that. I'm on public transport, trying not to make a show of myself. Conversation. Yeah.
Don't want to get too excited.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not within a meter of anybody else. Right. Listen, Lauren. Have a good day. Happy Friday
Thanks
to you. Hopefully,
much.
We'll talk to you later.
See you, Lauren.
Good luck. Bye. So there you go. Lauren Crosby in Dublin is the final qualifier in our trip to the Cape. The Cape Crusader was in Los Angeles, and before 10 o'clock this morning, we'll find out exactly who is going to be heading off to South Africa.
Classic Hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
The Hit Bit is worth 520 quid, I think. We're 2 days in. 3 days in, which brings us to the 20 quid. So 520 quid in the Hit Bit, it sounds exactly like this.
Oh, Lord. Sorry.
Oh, dear. Let me give me a chance to say this again.
I flicked over something.
The brand new Hit Bit, which Jim loves me saying, and it sounds exactly like this. There it is. As many times as you want, you can listen to that on classichits.ie and see all the wrong answers so far, of which, to be honest, there's really not very many. But Tracy Cunningham's going to go first. Hiya, Tracy.
Hiya.
How are you getting on, Tracy?
Not too bad.
What are you up to today? Are you at home today? Or are you in work? Or what's going on for you?
Oh, I'm at home. I have my son at home with me today.
Of course you do. School's closed and all that, yeah?
Yeah, delighted with himself. No school.
He is. You sound like you're over the moon.
Yeah, Tracy,
I'm so looking forward to the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. It sounds like you're having a great morning so far.
Yeah.
What
a great I get when he's in school.
Absolutely. Oh, right, well, then we'll have to change that. We'll have to give you a few quid. You sound like you're deserving of it.
Go on, Tracy, have a go.
Okay, is it Liberty X?
Just a
little from Liberty X, Michael.
Do you know what? For the day that's in it, I'd love to give everyone some cash.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's ask this fella.
You serious?
No joy.
Sorry, Tracy.
Let's try again.
Listen, hang in there, Tracy. Happy Friday to you anyway. Have a good one. Take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers. I was going to say enjoy the break, but I don't think that would have gone down.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be much of a break for Tracy.
Right, so Eddie is in Dublin as well. How are you, Eddie?
How you doing, lad, Robbie?
How's it going, Eddie? Eddie, are you in the shower or what are you doing there?
Are you underwater, Eddie?
I'm hiding somewhere.
Right, so we'll get you out of here as quick as we can then.
Hopefully with a couple of hundred quid in your back.
Fingers crossed, absolutely.
500 quid, Eddie, what do you think?
Bon Jovi, it's my life.
This is my life, Bon Jovi.
Oh my God, it's a Bon Jovi guest, PJ. You must be delighted with yourself.
It has to be one of them, right?
It has to be one of them, yeah. Right, okay.
Eddie and PJ, are you right?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that, Eddie.
Unlucky, Eddie. Listen, happy Friday. Have a decent weekend. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers. Good luck. Bye-bye.
So, Mike Hogan, are we categorically ruling out Bon Jovi?
I cannot categorically rule out anything, PJ.
Oh, my God. There's a political answer.
See, so it's basically what he's saying.
On mature reflection, did I actually?
I think, yeah.
Well, I can rule out that one.
Right. That one.
So what he's saying is it's Bon Jovi. So that's what it comes down to.
So guess another Bon Jovi.
Living on a Prayer.
I can't say if it's right or wrong.
He's an awful man.
I thought you told him it was wrong the other day.
I told him Michael Bolton wasn't right.
Right.
And I slipped up there. So I did.
By saying that?
Because the catalogue of hits that man has could have given us months of this competition.
Anyway, right, we've ruled out a few. There aren't that many guesses for you to check out, but if you want to, classichits.ie, and it's certainly worth going there to have a listen to this, because you can listen to that as often as you like. Before you play again, of course, with Damien Farrelly later on this afternoon. A 20 to 5, another shot at the hit bit.
Yeah, still 520 quid with him.
Brian Adams, Summer 69, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for hanging out with us, folks. Happy Friday to you, Friday the 13th. And thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps as well, 087-188-0008. Still plenty to happen today on the show. Of course, the big one that we're building up to is handing out that big South African holiday, that holiday to Cape Town. Put our final qualifier in the draw this very hour. It was Lauren, wasn't it? Lauren Crosby.
It was, final name. Lauren Crosby, that's right. She's gone in, so that's it. They're all in now.
Absolutely. So all that remains, of course, is the winning phone call. We'll do that before 10 o'clock this morning. Plenty more still to look forward to. We've got the big grow on the way. We're going to check in on our veg, our man veg.
We are going to check in on our man veg. Yeah, it's time.
See how it's going. I've been intimidated by PJ's man veg over the last number of weeks.
It's time to let my foliage bring Jim McCabe to his knees.
Absolutely. And I tell you something else. I'm in for a proper beating in the next hour. Not only has PJ got superior man veg, but he's also been absolutely knocking it out of the park.
I know I have.
With the charity bets, the charity tips rather, yeah, for NCBI.
Yes.
Courtesy of Ball Sports. He had another winner yesterday. The man's a money-making machine over there, he is.
I'm telling you, lads, like you said, ignorance is bliss. It beats experience every time. To use your own words.
Absolutely. So that's to look forward to. And of course, final day of the breakfast table quiz. We'll be looking for a score of 13. Actually, hey, look at that. We need 13 on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, to take it all in the breakfast table. See? See what? I was going to say, see what you did there, but it wasn't really you. You just noticed it.
Aha, take on me here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Happy Friday. Friday 13th. Feel good Friday here at Classic Hits. Hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend. I know it's a very different perspective going into this weekend than it has been for many, possibly any other weekend that you've ever looked into. But hopefully You've got something going on, something to keep you in decent form, keep your spirits up, all that sort of stuff. Thanks for hanging out with us. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout at any stage. And for the final time, they're off.
And they're off for the final time. Admittedly, they should be off behind closed doors.
Correct.
But nonetheless,
they should have never been on.
They should have never been on.
But anyway,
yeah.
Leaving that aside.
Actually, horse racing is the one sport you can have behind closed doors that really harms nobody because, you know,
because you could, you know, if you're betting, you could bet off, you know, with the apps and whatnot.
And the horses
and
don't mind.
Yeah, no, the horses aren't
don't
that
mind,
pushed.
You know, the horses aren't really mad into the atmosphere, I wouldn't think. You know, it's more the people who have got.
Yeah, but if anything, anyway, listen, it is the final time, right? And the reason we're doing this, of course, is it is for charity. Our charity partner is NCBI. And we have to say a big thank you to Boyle Sports, who have come on board with us to give us these charity bets to try and make a few bob for the NCBI. So thank you to Boyle Sports. But remember, of course, when it comes to gambling, always gamble responsibly. When the fun stops, stop. And, I was going to say, the other warning we've been giving all week is don't listen to us. But I'll tell you something, PJ Gallagher.
Oh.
I mean, who knew? He's an absolute, he's like an ATM there dishing out the cash.
Oh, I'm the horse whisperer.
I am,
yeah, I'll tell you. The nag whisperer, whatever. But it turns out I have a method. And I didn't even know it. I was going off my own statistics.
Right.
And I have a method. It'll become apparent as I give today's tips. But anyway.
Will it? Yeah. Right. But because to be honest with you, I think we know in advance. I'm going to go over to Mike to get the official picture. But certainly from my perusing of it yesterday, Mr. Gallagher had yet another winner.
Another winner for the Gallagher fella. Look at him
there. Yeah, giddy
unreal.
Up, boys. Giddy up.
Making professional tipsters sweat.
Yeah.
Since Tuesday. Well, lads, because of PJ's little winner, he won £65 for the NCBI, which brings the grand total to €130.
€130.
Yeah.
And can I just point out, by the way, that €130, I contributed €3.50 to that, right?
And that will really help the NCBI,
come on,
Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really going to
help.
Just
saying.
I know. I mean, honestly, it's almost...
Yes, PJ contributed £126.50 or whatever it is. But yeah, so...
Jim, you don't have my knowledge, Jim. It's not your fault. You're doing your best, Jim. It's not your fault.
Joseph, I can't believe it. I mean, I know none of us are experts, but at least I often, you know, I go to the odd race or whatever.
You do, yeah. I mean... You actually know what you're talking about, kind of.
And I'm literally getting my horse's ass handed to me.
Yes, you are.
On a plate by this Gallagher man.
Do you know what? PJ is a dark horse.
Yeah! Oh, fantastic. Well done.
Hell
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? Do you want to, like... No, I'll tell you what. Since yours are the better ones, save yours to last.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, right,
here's what I've done, Michael, right? Because I've been so appalling.
Let's have it, lads.
I've decided that I'm literally... You know that expression about throw a load at the wall and see what sticks?
Oh, yeah, I can see what
this
is going.
So I have decided, with my €25 share of the charity bet...
Indeed.
I'm literally going to go a fiver... on five horses.
Oh, look, he's gone stone mad.
Good
now, yeah.
Lord,
right.
Jim.
So I'm just going to, like, talk about spreading the love.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to go five horses, a €5 win on each of them. Okay, now I'll give the list to Mike so that he doesn't have to scribble it all down. But basically it's All Mankind at half one, Aramon at the 2.10, Monkfish at the 10-3, Delta Work at the half three, and Chosen Mate at the 10-5. Thank you and good night.
If none of them come in there, that's just shocking.
That is exactly what will happen. You do realise that, don't you? It'll just be five losers.
It will. Unfortunately, he's not following the times at all, the zeitgeist there. They're all losers. That's an unfortunate waste of €25.
Have you gone with the colour of their hats and jerseys, PJ?
No,
what's going on today?
I've realised French horses always win.
Okay.
French horses?
Yeah. So like yesterday, my winner was Champagne Beaujolais, right?
It was called Sire de Berlay, but yes, very close.
Champagne. Well, okay.
This man is kicking my ass, and he doesn't even know the names of the horse.
Like, what are you talking about? It was named after a sparkling wine from France. That's what we know, right? And then the other day you won Armagnac or whatever it was. I can't remember. But anyway, the other horses had like a French sounding name.
Are you like literally picking them off the back of? Kind of cocktails or something. What are you doing?
I'm picking winners.
Right.
It's a French Cheltenham this time around, right? So,
right.
So 10 past, I was going to say 4. 10 past 2, 14:10. I'm going for Ciel de Neige.
Right.
Who's 7 to 1. I'm
going
to do
So you're just going French then? You've decided France have the upper hand this year.
Yeah. Well, right. I love the way it's dawning on him. Like, that hasn't been the thing.
Well, you could have told us what your technique was.
I didn't realise it until this morning. I didn't realise
till I started winning.
Yeah, I didn't realise the technique.
Right,
so.
Okay. Let me just see sorry, but by all means proceed. I'm just trying to look up your horses.
Putting on that, PJ?
That's fiver each way.
Fiver each way.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Going on.
Okay, and the horse is called
Ciel de Neige.
Ciel de Neige.
Yeah,
well
so
done.
Half three.
That's
or,
a very good horse. Very
yeah,
good choice.
Half three or 15:30. Clan d'Aubeu. Clan d'Aubeu. Yeah. Clan d'Aubeu. Yeah.
Oh, Clan d'Aubeu. Yeah.
That's
okay.
That's I'm going to go €5 win on that one.
Very good.
That's at 7-1.
Very good.
Yeah, and then you can probably see where this is going. 16:50, 10-5 today.
Yeah.
Eclair de Beautiful. Or Beaufort.
De Beaufort, yeah.
Eclair de Beautiful.
Eclair de Beaufort.
Yeah, so that one. I'm going to go five each way on Eclair de Beaufort as well.
I'll tell you something. You've stumbled across three good horses there as well.
I know, Jim.
I'm amazed.
French
I think you're. I'm Mike's phrase of you being a dark horse, I think, is very accurate.
Yeah.
I think you do pretend you don't know anything about stuff. so that you avoid people asking for your tips. What do you reckon, Mike?
Yeah, I kind of think that as well. Mm. I mean, you know, you know more than me, that's for sure, about horse racing. But
and
that's not hard.
You did confess in the past that your mother is a gifted lady when it comes to the nags.
Yeah, she knows her fillies from her stallions.
Has she been giving you? Have you been using her tips?
No, I haven't even asked her about them. She rang me yesterday and I thought it was.
What do we think?
I don't know. I actually do think the whole horsey thing is a load of codswallop. As in, you can pick anything. It doesn't seem to matter. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's just the way I feel about it.
Well, that's probably very fair. Right, okay. So you have PJ's ones.
I have them there.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I'm not even sure I'd bother writing mine down. But anyway, let's see what happens, right? We're up. That's the important thing for the NCBI.
Yes, once again. It's the first time. All the tipsters and everything we've had in the past, never before.
Yeah, we are genuinely up. We're going to actually have some money to give to the NCBI, which is great. They're our charity partner. Big thanks once again to Boyle Sports for coming on board. And final day at Cheltenham ahead. How it's happening is absolutely beyond all of us in the current circumstances.
What are you talking about?
But anyway, maybe the only reason it's happening is PJ insisted because he's actually on a bit of a winning streak. But
I know me stallions for me fillets.
Always gamble responsibly when the fun stops. Stop! Here's the Backstreet Boys. As long as you love me, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 20 past 8. Thank you for hanging out with us this morning. Happy Friday to you. Heading into the weekend. As I say, very different weekend than it's been possibly in any of our lifetimes. Who knows?
I think so, yeah.
But hopefully you can get some good out of it. And, I don't know what to say to you. It's... It is what it is, what it is.
It is what it is.
All I would say is...
try and support each other is the main thing that we can do now.
I was just going to say, yeah, like from the point of view of PJ and myself and Mike and, you know, the gang here at Classic Hits, all I would just say to you is that, you know, the kind of advice you should be following is the stuff that experts put out there, you know what I mean? We gave you that story earlier on about maybe staying away from Facebook and social media and all that sort of stuff. And
ignore anything you get in your WhatsApp.
Yeah. And all of the madness about this panic buying thing and all that, it's, you know, so like just, there's no need for it, right?
There's no need for it.
Nobody's denying the seriousness, not at all.
It's quite the opposite, actually. If we calm down, things will go a lot better for everybody.
Absolutely.
That's the main thing.
Absolutely. So some level of common sense. You know what I mean? Do all the things they tell you to do in terms of the hand washing and the coughing into your sleeve if you must cough or sneeze or any of that sort of stuff. And, you know, monitoring the sort of, you know, social spacing and all of that. Absolutely spot on. But the whole panic buying thing and all that, just madness.
It's people. Insane. Madness. And it's pension day today. So spare a thought for the people who are genuinely vulnerable, can only shop for a few days at a time.
Exactly.
And who are like in serious danger of being in crowds and all of that.
Absolutely. And bear it in mind when it comes to neighbours and elderly family and stuff like that. Obviously, you have to be conscious of contact. Of course, you have to be conscious
give them a
of
ring.
Contact.
Give them a ring.
But you can at least give them a ring. And even if it literally gets to the stage of, you know, leaving a bag of messages outside somebody's front door.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if that's what it takes. But anyway, it's 28-22. Look, loads more still to happen for us. We got breakfast table quiz on the way at about 10 to 9 or so. Final day, we're looking for a score of 13. If you want to win yourself a break to the Inishannon House Hotel. And of course, still to come, we got the Big Grow, where yet again, PJ Gallagher appears to be whipping my ass. It's so annoying.
I think it's so my competitive inferior. Nature.
Be so inferior on
I'll be
both
taking
fronts.
Me man bushes home now for the weekend as well. I'll be well, making sure that they're looked after. Yeah. No, they're coming with me.
And of course, the big one we're still building up to is that massive holiday to give away to Cape Town, all on the way before 10 o'clock this morning. 80s classic from ABC and The Look of Love here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday, 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. It is actually 13 we need, isn't it?
I beg your pardon, I got it wrong.
13
here,
we need on this Friday the 13th. So if you think you can get 13 correct answers in the 60 seconds and you fancy heading off to the Inishannon House Hotel, 087-188-0008. Now, you might be wondering why I'd be playing a tune like that. Right, but Blue Peter back in the day used to be great for growing your own.
It did.
Didn't it?
It did. That was
they
all
had their
about
little
that.
Plot in the garden.
Yeah, the little allotment.
Allotment.
Yeah, they
where
had.
Where you used to grow their veg and flowers and stuff and all that. And they'd have their resident gardener type person,
coming in,
expert.
Yeah, giving you all the sort of examples of how to pot plant and repot and grow and all of that sort of crap. And we're doing a bit of that ourselves now.
Absolutely, because this is what it's all about. It is the Big Grow. Innocent have partnered with GIY, Grow It Yourself, for this, the Big Grow. The whole idea behind it, the main push, right, is that it's about getting kids to grow veg because then they'll eat more veg. That's the thinking behind it. Everybody just to try and participate in it and do a bit of growing your own on the veg front. And so what's been happening is that schools have been receiving these grow your own big grow packs, courtesy of Innocent, around schools all over the place. And they've gotten all of the accoutrements that you might need to sort of plant seeds and start growing your own. So they asked PJ and myself, would we take on the challenge over an 8-week period of attempting to grow veg ourselves? And the idea is that Mick from Grow It Yourself is supposedly going to judge it at the end of the 8 weeks.
To say it's going well is an understatement.
Yeah. Now, although, in fairness, come on. Now, acknowledge at least that, come on, look it. That looks a lot healthier, doesn't it?
It does. Now, your peas have come on an awful lot. You've got very healthy peas looking there now, actually.
Thank you for noticing.
It took your time getting there, but by God, you do have healthy peas.
It did.
Your cress is flying. There's not a bother on the cress.
Carrots still a touch slow, are they?
They're looking good now.
Right.
I mean, mine got off to a startling start.
You've been cutting yours down, I mean, and
I've had to prune everything, because it all got very long. And they're re-sprouting now, too, which is a great
sign.
What is
your peas?
Yeah.
Give us a look at your peas there.
Yeah, they're re-sprouting on the sides and everything, so...
God, you've got a really... My God, you've got loads. I've only got about three.
I know, there's like too many, though. I have to start repotting now, you see. I'm into that stage where they're going to sort of crowd up in the pot there now.
This is the man, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, who claimed that he had absolutely no manual skills of any sort. That his hands were purely ornamental.
They are.
Turns out he's a vet, stroke horse whisperer.
What?
And he's a gardener, stroke something else. Anyhow.
Stroke vegetables.
Because you're doing really well.
I'm a vegetable tamer is what I am.
Doing really well. But anyway, listen, so ours are on the go at the moment. It's kind of, what are we in? How many weeks are we in? Four?
Oh, is it five weeks in.
And of course, as I say, a big push behind this is really for schools. And Mike's been in touch with a lot of the schools that are kind of getting involved in this and the kids who are taking part.
I surely have. And ladies and gentlemen, just because the schools may be closed, that shall not stop the growing.
No.
So we'll try to get a grow pack out here, right, and keep all this as normal and ongoing as possible. And I did speak to Benjamin Dunlea. You want to hear how he's getting on?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's have a listen.
Hi, my name is Benjamin Dunlea and I'm 8 years of age. And I am taking part in the big grow this year. My watercress is doing really, really well and growing really fast. My carrots are a little bit slower. And I wish PJ and Jim the best of luck for their
growth. Thank you. Thank you, Benjamin.
Put on your Benjamin.
Fair play. Is that Margaret's young lad?
That's Margaret's young lad, yeah.
Very good. Very good.
In Fermoy,
tell you something,
Cork.
He better hope that his veg grows really well.
Yeah.
That's a big family to feed.
Yeah.
Lads, I'll be honest. I thought I would have been munching some of your carrots already.
No.
Ah, no. The carrots are the long grow.
That's a really slow pro.
I could knock you up a
watercress sandwich.
No problem.
And I couldn't nibble a pea yet.
You couldn't nibble a pea yet, no, you couldn't, no.
I don't even know, I'm not sure, I'll tell you, I don't know if a pea will ever appear on any of the yolks that are in my pot.
What are you talking about? Yours are flying now, they're finally there, you finally caught up.
I have a sneaky suspicion my peas are a bit shriveled.
Well.
PJ's man veg is humiliating.
I know, well, I tell you something, there's nothing like, I mean, my man veg is like... It's in the prime of its health, isn't it?
By the way, are we agreed now? Because we're off now for a few days, obviously heading towards St. Patrick's Day or whatever, we're off on the Monday, so we'll be back in action next Wednesday. But are we taking these home to look after them?
We'd have to.
You couldn't trust them in here, could you?
You might have to get one of those like automatic sprinkling systems or something, so you'll have to take them home.
Well, that sounds a bit
big. I think it'll give me something to do.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I'll take them home and talk, and I'm going to dance and be plants. I'm going to do a plants dance around the gaff for a couple of days.
No longer the pants dance, now it's the plants dance.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Hey, carrots, I've been practicing this for you. I'll be working out some moves and all. It's going to be all good.
Now, all of a sudden, a horrible image involving PJ's man vegetables is in everybody's head.
Well, you see the size of me carrots when we come back.
No. So, listen, what it's all about, if you want to check it out for yourself, you can do it on our website, classichits.ie, or on innocentbiggrow.com, okay? innocentbiggrow.com. It is Innocent in partnership with GIY Grow It Yourself, and it is the big grow. We've got, 3 weeks left before our man veg gets judged, and I suspect that, as I say, it's a bit of a forlorn effort for me at the moment.
I don't think so. And I have a whole repotting risk to go through and everything first.
Right.
Anything could happen to you.
So, basically what you're saying is let's hope for a disaster,
this is like, for you, anyway.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See kes.ie.
Final day. Somebody today wins this fantastic trip, this two-night getaway for two people with an evening meal included to the Inishannon House Hotel. They're celebrating 300 years this year. The house was originally built in 1720. Now open for the new season on Wednesday to Sunday, serving food from 12 to 9pm. And of course, if you're planning your wedding, it's your ideal country house wedding venue. Small to large, 30 to 200 guests. And of course, they're licensed for civil ceremonies as well. All of that information and everything you need to know on their website, InishannonHouseHotel.ie.
Absolutely. So, 13, the score we need on Friday the 13th, as Jim pointed out. Who's going to do it? Niall Wall is going to have a go. Anyway, how are you, Niall?
Hey, PJ, how's things?
Ah, you know yourself, Niall. A bit of an odd weekend ahead of us, but sure, we'll hopefully be grand.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Let's all just get bored together for a while and we'll come out the other side of it then. How are you getting on, Niall?
Yeah, good. No complaints in any way, you know yourself.
What's your Friday got going on, Niall? Are you in work? Are you at home? What's going on?
I'm in work, yeah. I'm on emergency with Spots for Gas Network, so we just sit around and we have to wait for calls to come in. Yeah.
Fair play to you anyway. Emergency response. Always a good thing. Listen, Niall, fingers crossed. Very best of luck for you. You know exactly what you got to do. You got 60 seconds to give us 13 correct answers. And if you can do that, we'll happily send you off to the Inishannon House Hotel. You good to go?
Right away.
Best of luck, man. Here we go.
Who was George Bush Sr.'s vice president?
Oh, I could tell you.
Dan Quayle, Stormont Castle, the home of the Northern Ireland Assembly, is in what city?
Belfast.
Which band had a hit with She Drives Me Crazy in 1989?
Fine Young Cannibal.
According to the well-known saying, what is worth a thousand words?
I couldn't tell you.
A picture in the 1955 musical starring Marlon Brando and Frank Sinatra was called Guys and What?
Dawn.
Yeah, which artificial waterways were developed in the 18th and 19th centuries for transporting cargo?
Canals.
According to a well-known saying, what is worth a thousand words? That's the same question again. You're getting this. 1955 musical starring Marlon Brando and Frank Sinatra. Oh, that's the same one again. Here, in the film Rain Man, Dustin Hoffman and Tom Cruise visit what city?
Vegas.
Which type of tales are the Brothers Grimm famous for writing?
Oh, I could tell you.
Fairy tales. According to the saying, the opera ain't over until who sings?
The Fat Lady.
Crufts is an annual competition with what animal?
Dog.
Raiders of the Lost Ark was the first in a series of what films?
Indiana Jones.
I'll give you one more because I actually asked you the same question twice. How's that? Oompa Loompas featured in what movie with Willy Wonka and the what?
Chocolate Factory.
There you go. Get out of that. Jeepers almighty.
Wow, that's the weirdest Breakfast Table quiz ever.
Do you know the worst? The worst thing is I read through them and I must have read the same ones twice at the start on my own and still didn't suss it.
Right.
You're looking forward to your days off.
I see.
Niall, I tell you something. Niall, what's your emergency number again? I'm in need it.
999.
Right, let's see. Was it enough? Let's see if I was able to keep count. He was flicking pages and all of me there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is what I have. Mike, were you on the case with that as well, yeah? Yeah, 10 looks to be the case.
10.
Okay. It was a brave effort, Niall. It really was a brave effort, man.
No bother.
I mean, literally, we did nothing to help you with that one.
And you were up against it, to be fair.
And you know what? You can send us out an ugly mug.
There you go.
We'll do that.
We'll absolutely land that on Mike for you. Niall, listen, happy Friday to you. Have a good weekend. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, you too, guys. Enjoy
Cheers, man.
See you, Niall. Have a good one, Mike.
Breakfast Table Quiz. It's time to play the Classic Hits Cape Crusader. Can you guess where he is?
Right, no more guessing where the Cape Crusader is.
No, it's we know where he has been. He's back home, he's doing his thing, and it's our turn to try and send you to him, Reed.
Yeah.
That's it, so it's time to make that phone call.
Yeah, remember what's going on the line here, of course, is this return flights for two to Cape Town with Turkish Airlines, the seven-night stay in the villa, the guided city tour, including those views from the top of Table Mountain, the wine-tasting tour of the famous Stellenbosch wine region of the Western Cape. That's what, thanks to Sunway Holidays. You've got €5,000 South African Rand. And of course, the multitrip.com travel insurance policy for two. That is the prize. All of the qualifiers are there. No doubt all standing by their phones. So will we do it?
Let's do it. Let's make that call.
I'll start pressing some buttons and hope for the best. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is that Anita Mon?
Yes, it is.
Guess who this is?
Stop. Stop it!
I think this is the bit you chime in on, PJ.
I think it is. Hello, Anita Mon. We've got some good news for you.
I don't think it's going to come as a surprise now, but you're our winner!
Yeah!
Don't you worry about the language, Anita. Well done. You've just won yourself a trip to South Africa.
Oh, my God. I don't know whether I'm going to get sick or go to the toilet.
Oh, my God.
Don't do that.
She's going to be sick and go to the toilet on the spot.
Amazing.
Actually, maybe I shouldn't be saying that at the minute. I'm fine.
Oh, no, that's great. I'm delighted for you. You did it.
Well done,
no,
you.
I'm shaking. I'm just...
Where are you this morning? Are you at home at the moment?
I am, obviously. I'm in a Beaton in
County Limerick. Oh, right, okay. Well, listen, the brilliant news is, Anita Mon, you are the winner
of
our amazing trip to Cape Town.
That is just bananas. That is just...
Who's gonna go along with you?
Well, now, I will bring my husband, but Niall Boylan did say he'd come with me and I could have his glass of wine and he'd bring me home from Tabletop Mountain. So.
Wow. Oh, yeah. No, I think why ruin a perfectly good holiday?
Yeah. I mean, even like South Africa doesn't deserve Niall Boylan. Really, come on. Listen.
No, I'll bring my husband to her, yeah.
Brilliant. Anita, congratulations once again. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We love the show. The kids just giggle along to you every morning. It's fantastic.
You're very kind.
Brilliant.
You're very kind. Listen, have a great day. Well done again.
Oh, thank you so much.
See you, Anita.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I think it's fair to say she's quite happy with that.
Quite happy with that now, yes. Yeah. She seemed a little bit excited. I'm delighted for her. Fair play, yeah.
Brilliant. Anita Mon from Limerick, the winner of our amazing trip to Cape Town. Big thank you, of course, again to Turkish Airlines. Widen your world. Sunway Holidays, your holiday, your way, and multitrip.com. Protect you and your family's holiday with Ireland's favourite and trusted travel insurance provider.